Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Word of God for our special devotion on this special Confirmation Day is recorded for us in the first letter of the Apostle Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 13. And we also thank God continually because when you received the Word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it, not as the Word of men, but as it actually is, the Word of God, which is at work in you who believe. In Jesus' name, beloved of God, and this morning especially Kayla and Brock and Kylie. One of the best habits that a young person can develop is to read some in the Bible each day. During the years that a student is in catechism class with me, we do this together, don't we? And then we meet on Tuesdays and we talk about what we read. And it's good to read from the scripture and ask questions like, what do these Bible verses mean for my life today? Or what did I learn from this Bible reading? Or was there anything in this Bible reading that I did not understand? This particular class of students was especially good at keeping up with their Bible readings and making good comments. Kayla would have her reading worksheet covered with very small writing. And Brock was good at seeing the main point in a verse of the Bible or in a paragraph. And Kylie would ask questions that sometimes I had not thought of much before. All three of these students held the Bible in high regard, just as the Apostle Paul saw among the Christians at the city of Thessalonica. I was privileged to see how these young people received the Word of God and accepted it, as Paul says, not as the Word of men, but as it actually is the Word of God. When we learn from the Bible, it's important to realize that we are not learning human teachings, human reasoning, or human ideas. We're not learning a human worldview when we read the Bible. Instead, we are learning God's teachings. We are learning His reasoning and His ideas and His view of the world and the way things really are. For the Bible was not authored by people, as we heard the students confess just a few moments ago. It was not thought up in the minds of men, but the writers who put down the words of Scripture wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. It was actually God who was composing these writings, and He used Moses and the prophets and the evangelists and the apostles as His secretaries to commit to paper or papyrus or scroll, exactly what He wanted written. The Bible is God's Word, God's book. Not everyone, of course, receives the Bible as God's book. Some people think it is simply impossible that God could write a book like this or that He would. Others don't like everything that the Bible says, so they reject the parts of it that they don't agree with. And they argue, well, God is responsible for some of the Bible, but maybe not all of it. Still others agree that the Bible is God's Word, but feel it was more for people back then and does not always apply to modern day life. As you three young people grow up, you will be under more and more pressure to set the Bible aside in favor of your own thinking. You'll be pressured to treat the Bible as just another human book filled with human teachings. You will be tempted to accept what the Bible says only when it agrees with popular reasoning or your own thinking. And for this reason, the Apostle Paul reminds the three of you today and reminds all of us that the word which we read from our Bibles, passages which we look up in our catechisms, the verses that we talked about together and studied together, these words are actually, in truth, in reality, the words of God. Whenever you read from your Bibles, listen to a Bible story correctly taught, sing a hymn that accurately portrays a Christian teaching, or remember verses and explanations that you memorized, you are actually receiving a word from God, a message that is true and trustworthy, a message that you can rely on for your Christian life and your faith. From the scriptures, we learn God's view of right and wrong, don't we? What sin is and what it is not. We learn that God, who created us, has certain things that he expects of us. And from the scriptures, we can also learn where to turn when we fail to live up to his expectations. When we sin in weakness, when we fall into temptation, when we make a mess of things, the scriptures point us to the cross of Jesus Christ. And there we confess our guilt, and we look at what Jesus did for us. Just as in the wilderness, the people who had been bitten by the snake looked up at the bronze serpent that Moses had put on the pole, we look up to Jesus and find forgiveness and healing for our sins. On the cross, the Bible tells us, Jesus was punished for the sins of the world. And 1 John chapter 4 says, this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. And this is all from the Bible. This is all from the Word of God. It is the Word of God that leads us to repent of our sins, to count on Christ. It is the Word of God, the Bible, which communicates to us both our need for Jesus in the law and the forgiveness that he won for us in the gospel. This is the Word of God, not the words of people. And so when you approach the Bible, you three confirmands today, and all of us, when you approach the Bible, accept it like the Thessalonians did, as the Word of God, because that's what it really is. Because the Bible is the Word of God, it carries a message that is more powerful than that of any other book, a message that Paul told the Thessalonians. The Word of God is at work in you who believe. We can see today how the Word of God has been at work in the three young people being confirmed today. I can see how over the last 3 years they have grown in their knowledge of God, become more confident in him, and now wish to commit their lives in the future to following him. The Holy Spirit, working through the Word of God, has convinced them of the Bible's truth. The Bible has answered questions they have raised, given them a light for their path, and filled them with hope and confidence that they will enjoy a future life in heaven with Jesus. And the Word of God keeps on working in all those who believe. Confirmation does not mark the end of the Lord's work in these three. They have not attained their highest level of spiritual maturity here in the eighth grade. A Christian's growth in Christ is an ongoing thing, and the Word of God will take them forward from here too. Just as we keep on learning more and more about our jobs and our hobbies and how to live in the world, each Christian also keeps on learning and growing more and more in Christ from the scriptures to grow more confident in him and in his love and forgiveness, and to live a life that reflects his love. John 15, verse 5, which is Brock's special passage today. It says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. The Word of God keeps on working. Keeps on working in those who believe. So that those who hear and learn it will not be lost in the darkness. They will not be lost in the darkness like the unbelieving world, but they will be able to see clearly the things that are true. Jesus says in John chapter 8, which is Kayla's special verse today, John 8 verse 12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So you see, the Word of God keeps on working in you and will supply you with everything you need to reach eternal life. The Bible has everything you need to bring you to life in heaven, leading you to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is the way. You don't lack anything that you need. As King David said in Psalm 23, verse 1, which is Kylie's special verse today, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Another way to say it would be, the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. Kayla, Brock, and Kylie, the Word of God is at work in you. Receive the Bible for what it truly is, God's message of truth to you. And may the Holy Spirit continue working in you through that word until the day of Christ Jesus. In him you have everything that you need. Amen.